Morning, everyone. I'm excited to be back with you again for our next time of faith. It awakens me because I have to study for it and believe in this week that there's some great opportunities for you. It's the year of the maximum, the highest level attainable is the word from our apostle. And my confession for that this year, 2023, the year of the maximum, is the year where I will reach my maximum potential and will achieve the maximum impact in every area of my life. And I believe that's going to happen. We've come through where the open hand of God in the midst of chaos and disorder has provided for us. And now there's a door of opportunity for us to walk through because chaos and disorder is still going on. But I believe from 1 Corinthians 16:9, it says, Paul says, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." I don't know about you, when you hear that verse, the first half of the verse has been a cry for most ministers and Christians for many, many years, but they don't normally like the second part, which is many adversaries. None of us really pray that part. In fact, I've never heard a single person cry out to God for many adversaries, not once. Yet what we often miss in this verse is that those great and effectual doors of ministry, of opportunity, of increase and blessings also bring many battles. They bring many adversaries. They bring many opposition. Greater doors, greater battles. Higher levels of influence, higher devils to fight, if you like. The Apostle Paul wrote in a letter to Colossians as well that when greater doors were opened, you must be prepared to face a greater adversity because it's like we've gone through there. And in fact, that scripture in 1 Corinthians 16:9 in the message says this. Paul was staying where he was in Ephesus, and he said, "A huge door of opportunity for good work has opened up here. There is also a mushrooming opposition." And that's what appears to happen. As we begin to grow, the opposition comes against us. I want to read from you Colossians 4 now, verses 2 and 3. "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds." In the Amplified Bible, I want to read it to you. "Be earnest and unwearied and steadfast in your prayer life, being both alert and intent in your praying with thanksgiving. And at the same time, pray for us also that God may open a door to us for the word, the gospel, to proclaim the mystery concerning Christ, the Messiah, and of course, on account of which I am in prison." I really think it is clear that Paul was saying that wide and effectual doors of ministry, of increase, of blessing, be greater adversity. In our times, we really want to look in Australia and this around our area. It's what you would call the tall poppy syndrome. As we begin to grow in things, whether it's material things, whether it's in business, whether it's in ministry, in church life, as we begin to prosper, jealousy seems to arise where people are jealous of people who get on and want to cut you down to size. That's persecution. That's what the word says. But it's interesting that Jesus also says the same things about prosperity, the way we prosper. In Mark 10:29-30, Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands." But he says it with there's an add-on, and with persecutions. In other words, the more you prosper applying God's word to every area of life, but especially the financial principles, the more you'll be persecuted. Biblical prosperity carries with it a price. The possibility, or more often than not, persecution, adversity and persecution. Maybe you're thinking this is not such a joyful, you want to jump for joy when you hear this, But it's scriptural. So what we need to do is understand that God is calling us upward and onward in the year of the maximum. We need to understand that people are going to get jealous of what we have and what we're doing. And we need to prepare ourselves in order to not stand against the people, but stand against the persecution and the spirit that is behind it. Paul made it clear in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12, that if you fully submit yourself to God, you can count on being persecuted. Yea, on all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. I don't really want to pray that I will suffer persecution, but it's coming with a rider. If you look in 2 Timothy 3:11, we can, as some people do religiously, look at the suffering and this or that. But Jesus goes on, and Paul goes on to tell us about this. Persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium at Lystra. What persecutions I endured. But listen to this part, and it's what people forget. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Now, there may have been, it's like a contrast, isn't it, between good and bad, light and darkness, that there are the good side. And God says to us in his word that he's going to deliver us. We won't be taken by surprise by the enemy. We remember the greater doors, greater battles, but I'm being prepared. We know when we go to the gym, it's a natural thing. You start off at smaller weights, you push smaller weights, but you build yourself up to a place where you can push more, you can stand against more. This is the same in the Word of God. The Word of God becomes strong into our life. When you look at Paul's life, I'm not wanting what he went through. But if you look at his life in the book of Acts, the doors of effectual ministry produce some things for him. Acts 13:44. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. What a calling, what an amazing. We think it would be wonderful that everybody will maybe come to hear us speak or want to know what we're doing. How did you have such a great family? How does your business grow? And all that whole city turned out to hear Paul preach. But you know what happened next in verse 45, Acts 13:45. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. You know, when you go to share with people, you will find that they, even religious people, will come against what you're saying, particularly in the era of prosperity. That, oh, that's not for that. God wants us poor. God does not want you poor. God wants you prosperous in every area. But there's contradiction. There is persecution that comes for the word's sake. But they didn't just contradict him. They went further than that in verse 50 of Acts 13. But the Jews stirred up devout and honorable women and the chief of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast. But you know what they did when they persecuted them, when they kicked them off? You know what they did? They shook off verse 51 and 52. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Ghost. That's what we must do. When he says shook off their feet, it means that they separated themselves from those who rejected the word of God, rejected their Messiah. You and I, we can fellowship with people, love people. But sometimes we need to separate ourselves from those who won't receive the word of God. But love them and care for them. Never stop praying that they would come to an understanding of the goodness of God. But sometimes we can't walk with everybody who disagrees with us. Paul actually said that in Acts 20, verse 24. But none of these things moved me, neither I count life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of grace. Oh, the gospel of grace, church, if you're listening, it's wonderful. And he said he was going to finish his course. Those things don't move me. When persecution comes, don't let it move you away from the purposes and destiny of God. Because that was the thing with Paul. None of those things move him. And that's a mark of spiritual maturity, if you like. Paul knew that the effectual doors of ministry had been opened. The same as Diane, I know effectual doors have been opened. You may be in your business and with your family. But when that happens, persecution and adversity has come as well. But Paul wasn't moved. we're not moved. I'm encouraging you today to take hold of this word of God and be bold in the proclamation of the good news to people. For God will take care of you. God will protect you. God will watch over you. You are covered in his blood. You have the armor and the word of God. I'm encouraging you today to stand strong. And if those people don't receive your word, love on them, but move on. Today, stay the same today as Paul was. Expect to progress, expect increase, but expect to deal with adversity. But what did Jesus say? I have overcome the world. There is no way that you are going to be put down, but you understand, but out of them all, the Lord delivered them. The Lord will deliver you today. Oh, I'm excited now. So go forward knowing the Lord is with you. He'll take care of you. He'll bless you. Love you. Call the office if you need to chat with me. Love to speak with you. Have a great day. God bless and goodbye till next week. Bye.
If you would like to receive free information about becoming a partner with Jerry Savell, or if you would like to support the outreaches of Jerry Savell Ministries International, call 617-557-65534 or write to us at P.O. Box 3546, Robina Town Center, Queensland 42300. You can also give online at jerrysavell.org.